I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News. Since 1973, Tunisian women have been prohibited from marrying men who are not to the state religion. But Kim Ristin of Women from Middle East Hope of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says this recently changed.
In the Middle East, it is a complete different world. Women don't have the right to choose their spouse. They are told who they will marry based on, many times based on, religion. So this was a huge, huge breakthrough for the Tunisian women, and I just wanted to bring it to the forefront as a great victory for women in general.
In a way, this law targeted minority religions by discouraging conversions, so please pray that these women's liberation would open doors for the gospel. And Audio Scripture Ministries just hit an exciting milestone this month, 50 years of ministry. They provide God's Word in audio to oral learners and unreached people around the world. Naomi Frizzell, ASM's executive director, says any outreach based in technology is bound to go through a lot of changes in 50 years. And now they're using digital players and even working on an app. So how is ASM celebrating half a century of mission work?
Audio Scripture Ministries has a 50th anniversary celebration goal of raising $100,000 toward the distribution of audio Bibles in India, in Mexico, in Mozambique, and elsewhere.
If you'd like to give towards audio Bible distribution with ASM, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.